The intermediate neutron capture process. 3. The I process in AGB stars of different masses and metallicities without overshoot, by A. Choplin et al. Alongside the slow, S, and rapid, R, neutron capture processes, an intermediate neutron capture process, I process, is thought to exist. It happens when protons are mixed in a convective helium burning zone, and is referred to as proton ingestion event, PI. A possible astrophysical site is the asymptotic giant branch, AGB, phase of low-mass low-metallicity stars. We provide I process yields of a grid of AGB stars experiencing PIs. We computed 12 models with initial masses of 1, 2, and 3 M sun and metallicities of Fe, H, equals minus 3.0, minus 2.5 minus 2.3, and minus 2.0, with the stellar evolution code STAREVOL. We used a nuclear network of 1160 species at maximum, coupled to the chemical transport equations. These simulations do not include any extra mixing process. Proton ingestion takes place in 6 out of our 12 AGB models. These models experience I process nucleosynthesis characterized by neutron densities of 10 to the power of 14 minus 10 to the power of 15 cm3. Depending on the pi properties, two different evolution paths follow. Either the stellar envelope is quickly lost and no more thermal pulses develop, or the AGB phase resumes with additional thermal pulses. This behavior critically depends on the pulse number when the pi occurs, the mass of the ingested protons, and the extent to which the pulse material is diluted in the convective envelope. The surface enrichment after a pi is a robust feature of our models, and it persists under various convective assumptions. Our models can synthesize heavy elements up to pb without any parameterized extra mixing process such as overshoot or inclusion of a caret-13c pocket. Nevertheless, it remains to be explored how the I process depends on mixing processes, such as overshoot, thermohaline, or rotation. This was the intermediate neutron capture process. 3. The I process in AGB stars of different masses and metallicities without overshoot, by A. Choplin et al.